I'll start this is a dictating on Gary Munch. Gary G-A-R-Y. Munch is M-U-E-N-C-H. Munch. M-U. M as in Mary. M-U-E-N-C-H. N as in Nancy. Munch. Date of birth is 7/19/1952. Date of visit 12/29/23. Please make a copy for Christopher Larrazabal, L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Chris, thank you for sending Gary Munch for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is lung nodules. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 71-year-old male who has a prior history of spinal stenosis, was being evaluated by a chiropractor, and oh, please delete that. Was evaluated by the orthopedician, at which time he was sent for CT of the spine, and incidentally was noted to have lung nodules observed on a CT period. The patient was then sent for a chest CT with no contrast, done on /13/23. And the chest CT demonstrated mild subpleural fibrosis in the right lower lobe and atelectasis at the lower lung zones, as well as a few calcified granulomas in both lung fields, the largest in the right lower lobe measuring 9 millimeter. Period. There was no pleural effusion or pneumothorax present. Period. The patient has no cough or shortness of breath, no wheezing or chest pains. And he is not aware of any recent pneumonia or other infections. Period. He had labs done which were unremarkable, and his hemoglobin was 14.9 with a normal WBC count at 5.5. Next paragraph, past history of the patient. Past history has included history of appendectomy and a bilateral inguinal hernia repair, as well as umbilical hernia repair. He had left rotator cuff surgery and history of carpal tunnel release on the right. And he also had a complete prostatectomy for cancer of the prostate. Patient had hepatitis in the 1970s and skin cancer removal in the past. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, family history. Family family history is significant for dementia in his mother. Father had CHF. Next paragraph. Review of systems. I'm sorry, habits. The patient is a non-smoker and denies any alcohol use. Can you mention the patient did smoke marijuana regularly for up to 30 years? Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No night sweats, no double vision, cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, dysuria. He has no shortness of breath, cough, or wheezing, and no hemoptysis, no abdominal pains, heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation, no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety, denies easy bruising or enlarged glands. He has had no joint pains or muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list included diclofenac 50 milligrams as needed and gabapentin 100 milligrams and 300 milligrams at HS. Then temazepam 15 milligrams at HS, rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily. And yeah, that's it. Next, physical exam. This well-built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallocyanosis, no ictus or peripheral edema or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 140 over 80, pulse 85, respirations 20, temps 97.6, weight is 223, saturation 95. HEND is non-phthalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thalamegaly. Chest, distant breath sounds with clear lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds regular, so on an S2, no murmur or S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Neurologically, reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. bilateral lung nodules. Likely old granulomatous disease. Number two is probable underlying mild COPD. Number three, hypertension. Number four, peripheral neuropathy. And number five is history of prostate cancer. Next paragraph. Plan. Patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT next month. And a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. You will also get a CBC SED rate and get a QuantiFERON TB test as well as a histoplasma titer. Come for a follow-up visit, you know, approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. It's Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Christopher Larazabal, LARRAZABAL, MD. Thank you.